Recent Holy Land finds support the biblical record. By Beyond Today writer Tom Robinson. Archaeological discoveries are regularly made in and around the land of Israel that relate to the Bible. Here is an annotated list of 12 reports of such finds within the past 3 years. Thick wall at Lachish, dated to King Rehoboam, April 23, 2019. Olive pits in the foundation of a thick wall at Tel Lachish, southwest of Jerusalem, were carbon dated to around 920 BC, aligning with the time of Solomon's son, Rehoboam. Scripture says that Lachish was one of the cities of Judah fortified by Rehoboam. 2 Chronicles 11:9. Copper mining deposits, evidence of Edomite kingdom, September 18, 2019. Chemical and microscopic analysis from copper slag deposits in the Arava Valley, where the biblical kingdom of Edom sat, showed the same standardized advanced refining techniques being used over widely scattered locations, evidence of a strong central government before the mid-11th century BC, 300 years earlier than scholars had thought. Scripture already attested there were kings reigning over Edom before any kings of Israel. Genesis 36:31. Hebrew Yahwistic name at Abel Beth Makkah, January 16, 2020. Disbelieving the biblical picture of the powerful Israelite state under King David, many have thought that Abel Beth Makkah on the northern border of Israel was outside Hebrew domain from the 900s to 800s BC. But a wine jar from this period was found here with the inscription of Benayo, a Hebrew name ending in a form of Israel's god Yahweh. This town provided refuge to the rebel Sheba before delivering him up to David's besieging forces. 2 Samuel 20, 14-22. Massive administrative center from the late Kingdom of Judah, July 22, 2020. One of the largest collections of Kingdom of Judah seal impressions has been found at a huge public tax collection and storage complex from the late 8th to mid-7th centuries BC, the time of King Hezekiah and his son King Manasseh, near the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. More than 120 jar handles are stamped with LMLK, meaning of the king. Excavations revealed the site continued in operation after the Assyrian king Sennacherib came against Judah in 701 BC, consistent with the Bible's description of Hezekiah's reign. Proto-Aeolian column capitals outside Jerusalem's walls in Hezekiah's time. September 3, 2020. Three scaled-down versions of earlier Phoenician-style volute column heads, such as adorned David's palace, were apparently part of a lavish mansion outside Jerusalem's defensive walls as part of the city's continuing expansion under Hezekiah after Sennacherib's forces left, again consistent with the biblical picture of the city's survival and wealth beyond the siege. Royal purple dye on fabrics from David and Solomon's time, January 28, 2021. Three pieces of wool clothing out of more than 100 discovered at the ancient copper mines of Timnah in southern Israel were found dyed with royal purple. These were carbon dated to around 1000 BC, the time of David and Solomon. This dye, produced in small quantity from a particular species of Mediterranean sea snails, required long and laborious extraction and processing. Purple fabric was thus very expensive, sometimes more than gold, and worn only by royalty, high officials, and others of great wealth. Compare Song of Solomon 3:9-10. The discovery of purple cloth at Timnah, along with bones of fishes imported from Egypt, argues for a significant trading network and a strong central government overseeing it, fitting with that of David and Solomon. New Dead Sea Scrolls fragments, first Bible text found in 60 years. March 16, 2021. A 4-year operation by the Israel Antiquities Authority, including scouring remote caves, has turned up 80 new scroll fragments bearing lines of Greek text from Zechariah and Nahum. These are believed to have been part of a set of fragments of the 12 minor prophets from the Cave of Horrors, named for 40 human skeletons found there in excavations in the 1960s. The scroll is thought to have been stashed during the Jewish Bar Kokhba revolt against Rome. AD 132 through 136. Some have noted minor textual variants, but such scrolls have shown very little difference from our Bibles today, as is also the case with the new fragments. And note again that this was a Greek translation rather than a Hebrew version, following a stricter scribal tradition. Earliest alphabetic writing in the Holy Land found at Lachish, April 20, 2021. A small potsherd found at Tel Lachish in southern Israel contains the earliest alphabetic writing found in the southern Levant, carbon dated to the 15th century BC. Two short lines of Semitic text read ABD, meaning servant, perhaps as part of a name, and NPT, possibly meaning honey, Hebrew, Nofet. Some are calling it a missing link between earlier Egyptian alphabetic writing and later writing in the Levant. This is yet another blow to those who say Moses could not have written the Torah in Hebrew, given that he supposedly lived well before such alphabetic writing. This inscription is dated to right around the time of Moses. Inscription possibly reading Jerubbaal, another name for Gideon, July 13, 2021. Excavations at Kirbet al-Ra'i, near Lachish, have revealed a name written across three pottery fragments. Four letters are clear, RBL, reading Rubael. The preceding first letter is not fully preserved, but may be a Yod, using the name YRBL, Jerubbaal. This was another name for the biblical judge Gideon after he tore down Baal's altar. Judges 6:32, 7:1. And the inscription dates to about 1100 BC, around the time Gideon died. However, scripture makes no mention of Gideon's influence in Judah, noting only his activity in the north of Israel and the east. Some propose the inscription could read Azrubael, Zechar-Baal, or Meribbaal. Yet Gideon did have a long judgeship with a succession controversy among his sons afterward, so his name could have been significant as far as Judah, and someone there could have been named after him. East section of Jerusalem city wall from the time of Hezekiah and Josiah, July 14, 2021. Finding a lengthy section of city wall on the steep east side of the city of David, heretofore missing in tracing the eastern fortification of the city in the 8th to 7th centuries BC, allows archaeologists to see the full run of the wall that encircled Jerusalem prior to its Babylonian destruction. The wall section was previously not considered fortification due to belief that the Babylonians had left no such structure standing, based on 2 Kings 25:10, stating they broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around. Some are now claiming the new finding contradicts that verse. But the verse does not say there were no parts of the wall left standing. The wall was reduced here with some hard-to-reach stretches left standing, and Nehemiah later had to do a lot of restoration work. So the walls were indeed broken down all around, as the Bible says. Jerusalem excavation uncovers evidence of earthquake in Amos and Zechariah, August 4, 2021. The biblical book of Amos was written in the 8th century BC, during the period of Judah's king Uzziah and Israel's king Jeroboam II, and gives the benchmark 2 years before the earthquake, Amos 1:1. This was evidently a memorable massive earthquake in which people fled from Jerusalem, recalled around 250 years later in Zechariah 14:5, even after national captivity and restoration. Now archaeologists have found a destruction layer in Jerusalem's city of David that fits with this time frame. The absence of fire damage from invasion solidifies the earthquake connection. Evidence of similar destruction has been found at other sites in the region, such as Hazor, Lachish, Gezer, and Megiddo. But this is the first time it's been found in Jerusalem. It can serve as a new dating anchor for archaeologists digging here. UCSD archaeology professor Thomas Levy told Live Science, "When the biblical data is coupled with the archaeological and paleoseismic data from the southern Levant, a strong correlation is clearly seen between the book of Amos, a prophet in the Hebrew Bible, and the archaeological record. Missing wall section at Gath shows where Aramaean forces invaded, August 8, 2021. The Bible states that the Aramean or Syrian king Hazael fought against the Philistine city of Gath and took it. 2 Kings 12:17. There has been plenty of archaeological evidence of the siege and destruction in the 9th century BC, both inside and outside the city. Earlier hometown of Goliath, and now known as Tel es-Safai. But researchers couldn't find where the city's fortification wall had been breached. Now, a 30-foot gap in the wall has been found at the lowest part of the city, right next to a heavily fortified gate to reach the city's water supply. Archaeologist Aaron Mayer believes this may be the earliest known on-the-ground evidence of a siege from the entire world. Again and again, the Bible is vindicated in its recording of not myth, but actual history. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.